That's how Half judges the morning. He looks outside the window and whether there's balloons or not.
Well, the balloon operators clearly know what's going on better than us.
Western United, very, very good on the weekend. Two wins on the bounce now and a big one over Melbourne City. Dylan Wenzel-Halls was outstanding for Western United. Joins us here on the Summer Breakfast Club. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's a really nice couple of games you've strung together now.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we knew, Perth and Melbourne City would be tough, but, especially in that second game against City, we fought hard and we ground out a result, which was important.
Now, it's a good way to get back in the team, starting 11. You scored last week and started this week.
Yeah, that's it. I think, at Western, we've got, lots of competition for places, so it's like that. You don't perform and you're out. So, no, I scored and got my reward and obviously, scored again and showed that faith to the boss.
And knocking off the reigning champs, I mean, Melbourne City were so dominant last year. I mean, what's it mean? There's great rivalry building up. You're a new club. What was the build-up like and to actually topple them?
Yeah, it was massive, obviously, that, being so good last year, they were probably the team to beat this year. And I think we proved, Saturday night that, we're as good as anyone and, we're contenders for sure. So, yeah, it's massive for the confidence and to beat a team like that. And not only, how we beat them, it was, the defensive game, the back line played, they were so strong, they were dominant, and they didn't really give, a really good front three of Melbourne City a sniff.
You're still young as far as the competition's concerned, Dylan. And it feels like to me a bit of an underdog mentality that you're taking in at times, especially in big games like this and games against City and United. Would that be fair?
I think so, yeah. I think, on the weekend, probably no one probably gave us a chance to win. So, it's always good to go in as underdogs and prove everyone wrong. And, there's no pressure on us. We went out there and we played our game and we executed it well.
Tell us about John Aloisi. And, I mean, the name is a famous one in Australian football, but from a coaching perspective, how have you found him for you personally?
Yeah, I had him at Brisbane for a little bit, but he's brilliant. He's very professional. He's very structured, very organised, and he plays an exciting brand of football. And he's set that up here at Western United. But on a personal level, he's a really good guy as well. Really professional, really organised, and he's a great coach. And I'm glad he's brought me in, and I'm glad to play under him.
I was going to ask, Dylan, how did you, you were in Brisbane last year. Was it John who got you across or why the move down here?
I think, obviously, Western showed a lot of interest. They wanted me to be a part of what they were creating and, being such an ambitious club, I thought, I'd love to be a part of what they're creating as well. And at the end of the day, I wanted to play with, top players. Diamante's there. We've got Kilkenny. We've got really good foreigners like Leo and Tomoki, and we've got, ex-Socceroos like Joshy Risden. So to play with players like that and, benefit off the service I'll get from them excited me.
And you've settled into Melbourne, wherever they put you up. If you embrace the city, a lot more happens down here than old Bris Vegas.
it's a big city, isn't it? So, I'm in Yarraville, so I'm really loving the cafes, the restaurants, and, me and my girlfriend have settled really well, and we love getting out and about and, sort of just experiencing what Melbourne has to offer because, we live in the city here, whereas in Brisbane, we didn't live in the city. So we're just enjoying the city lifestyle, that's for sure.
We're talking to Dylan Wenzel-Halls from Western United after their win on the weekend. This is a chance for you, Dylan, to maybe plug a coffee shop around the corner from you and get a couple of freebies. Where's your cafe of choice for those listening this morning? In Yarraville or in that area?
Yeah, in Yarraville, I like Colin Co. It's a good little coffee joint there. And then I also like Woven, and I think it's Maidstone, MI3. I sort of rotate those ones on rotation. I walk my dog up there with my girlfriend, and we love a coffee up there and an almond croissant on days off.
Oh, if you don't mind.
Gee, you got to watch the calories, Dylan.
I know. So, no, it's the food here is unbelievable in Melbourne, as you guys would know. The restaurants and the cafes are next level.
Now, you start on the weekend. Do you have to front up tomorrow night? You play Wellington in the FFA Cup.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I'm young. I'm happy to go out there and play again. It's exciting, and that's what we love. We love having the midweek and weekend games. Yes, it's tiring, and yes, you're sore, but at the end of the day, you'd rather be playing than training. So that's how I see it, anyway.
How much management comes into it, Dylan? I mean, is it something you talk about as a group, knowing that when you've got these midweek games and kind of knowing that at some stage you'll be told to sit down and have a rest?
Yeah, I think it's just a given, you know, some of the older boys as well. But at the end of the day, we're all preparing as if we're playing. And I think it's more just, you know, trusting that all the players will look after their bodies over the weekend and recover well and do the right things in order to, you know, be in the best shape they can for these short turnarounds.
Have the text messages started? I mean, you play your old club on Saturday Arvo in Geelong.
No, not really, to be fair. A couple of the boys, you know, congratulated me and said I did well on the weekend. And, yeah, of course, it's going to be an interesting game to face my old club. And, you know, I've never had to face my old club before. So, obviously, it's exciting. It'll, you know, it'll be nice to see some of my old teammates. But at the end of the day, I've got a job to do for Western and we're going to go out there and give it our all.
It's only early in the season still, but who are the teams, obviously including Western, but who are you thinking is going to be there at the back end of the season?
I think that's a really tricky question. I think there's plenty of good teams with good players, but, you know, you've got your Cities and your Sydney's always strong. You know, Melbourne Victory is strong under Popper. So, you know, I'd say those three, but at the end of the day, you saw it last year. It's a tight comp. You've seen it this year. It's a tight comp, and, you know, I think, you know, we're very competitive, we're very strong, and I really back ourselves to have a good, successful season.
Dylan, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Hopefully, if nothing else, we've helped you get a couple of free coffees from one of the cafes around the corner from your place. So appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. All the best. Have a good day.